It is like a child putting on an adult's coat. It's part of an occasional series about phrases that this therapist finds himself repeating often, say, reading from a recent Medium post. As a clinician in private practice, one of the phrases that I frequently hear myself saying is this: it is like a child putting on an adult's coat. This phrase emerges with parents, but also with adults who grew up parenting their parents. These words are sometimes used with children or adolescents who have been put into adult roles way too early. Concisely, I'm trying to describe the multitude of feelings that come with a child taking on an adult role. There are times when the adult role feels exciting and an acknowledgement of how we have grown as a child into an emerging adult. But there are also times when the adult role, or coat, if we will, that we are trying to put on and wear is way too big for us, bulky, poorly fitting, yet we have to function in it anyway. And because we can all be pretty narcissistic as children, we begin to blame ourselves for not being able to fill the coat or the adult role that we have been given. Section 1, Putting on the Coat. When we are young, we fantasize about being the adult. Part of this happens in play, where we get to be the teacher or the parent. But then there's also dressing up in our parents' clothing, trying on their shoes or hat or uniform. Putting on that parental mantle of a coat, for instance, can feel warm and big at first. This feeling of excitement can make a child feel big, too. Think about how we love to wear a costume or a uniform for the role we are playing as children. See, this time we get to play the adult. So when we hand our children a more adult role, many will readily accept it, feeling that they get to be big now. They may be glad to put on the coat. It feels like an honor, a privilege, a gift. Section 2. But the coat doesn't exactly fit. After you put on the adult role, it does not take long to realize that you are not, in fact, an adult. All of the responsibilities and choices that come with a coat are far outside your experience and ability. The coat is heavy. The coat comes with the smell of being an adult, but you are being swallowed up inside of it. There's even a creeping fear about making the wrong decision and then feeling all of the real-world adult impact of that decision. The task is too much, the bar is too high, the coat is too big for you. One source of children's anxiety is this sense that they have been placed in a situation where they are acutely aware of their own smallness or incompetence. Good parents don't ask our children to retrieve something from a high shelf when they are just learning to walk. We help them learn steps at each age range as they grow, and in such a way that the bar is something that they have to reach for, but is not totally out of reach. Section 3. If the coat is too big, you'll not wear it well. You will fail. You see, you will remember that failure too, that wrong choice, the time when you were not enough. And the way that you will remember the failure may look like this: saying to yourself, I was given a chance, I tried as hard as I could, I failed. I was not enough. You see, that failure may stick with you too. There's a strong chance of this because this is an early childhood lesson. A scary one at that. Then this sense of failure becomes larger. The fear of failure can become a way of viewing the world, so that anything that appears challenging or difficult may leave you feeling, no, I can't do that. Remember when you were a child and you couldn't even fill in the blank? Children should not feel tasked with taking care of the adult, should not feel the ultimate responsibility for their siblings, and shouldn't be left to take care of household tasks that they are unable to accomplish. Trying and failing at an outsized task can leave a child feeling angry and sad, as if their failure to grow 5 sizes to fill the coat and accomplish the task is somehow their fault. So this phrase, "it is like a child putting on an adult's coat," should ideally help us see where our children are developmentally and realistically. It is tempting to say, but they are so mature for their age, but in the end, we should not give children tasks that the adults in their life should handle. For the adults, we may want to refer back to parenting ourselves first and working to have a community of support around us that will help us be our best parenting selves. And for those of us who found ourselves in those adult-sized roles too soon, remember to be easy on yourself. Ask for help when you need it. That's okay. Not knowing something is not the same as failure. And remember to be here in the present instead of what may have been a difficult past. Wear the coat that fits. That other one wasn't the right one for you anyway. As a note of explanation, I am a clinical social worker, and I work in a fairly rural area with few clinicians. So if you're a licensed mental health professional like me, it is a place where you can still make a good go of it in private practice. But what that also means is that you will work with a wide variety of people, even more so if you are willing to and competent working with children. For me, I see children, adolescents, and adults, with a few older adults and couples thrown in too. It can make for a fun and varied day in the office. If you're listening to this recording and it's helpful, I'm glad, but please know that listening to something like this, while it may be educational and helpful, is no substitute for seeing a clinician. So I hope that you're able to find somebody in your area that you feel a good alliance with and can be helpful to you.